So, you know those people, you're not allowed to lust after. I'm not talking about, really inappropriate ones. I'm just talking about, the professional boundaries that you shouldn't cross. Maybe it's boss or a coworker, but right now, for me, is so silly, but it's my chiropractor. God, he's so hot. And I don't know if you've never been to a chiropractor before, but I have some hip issues, and the way he touches my hips and has his hands all over my ass. It's always very professional, but I'm a tease, so I wear leggings whenever I can, and he always comments on them. He always, "Oh man, I really like your leggings today." Like, as he has his hands on my ass. But I try so hard on days that I have an appointment not to think about him with his hands all over me, because he is so hot. God, and he wears these tight pants. He's gotta know what he's doing. Oh, sometimes we talk about our workouts and about how much we squat, 'cause he's got these killer thighs. Oh. Today, I let myself think about it a little too much, and I have to let some steam off before I go in there and let that smoking hot man touch me all over and act like it doesn't affect me. Oh, but he flirts with me. Oh God. And I remember, oh, the very first time I wore some lacy underwear under my leggings. It was like the touch equivalent of a double take. He adjusted me, and then I could feel it, like he like it was like his fingers stuttered. Like he went back and readjusted my hips so that he could make sure he was feeling lace through the thin legging fabric. And that was actually, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, that was actually on my birthday. And so he saw that on my chart, and he told me, "Oh, happy birthday." And like went in and gave me a hug. I behaved though, because all I wanted to do was, oh, push our bodies together. But you have that professional hug where you only press your shoulders together and try not to touch your bodies too much. And I still wonder what would have happened if he was hoping for me to press against him, if he wanted me to feel something. I can't think about it too much because I have to go back. every time and let him feel all over me. And try not to moan when he pops my back or adjusts my hips. God, and you know that table is like right at crotch height. I keep my eyes closed most of the time. As soon as I flip over on my back for him to adjust my neck, I keep my eyes closed because I know that if I see something or even like he'll totally give myself away. He'll catch me checking him out or he'll see my eyes light up when I look at him. Oh, because that's my favorite place to be. Oh, looking up at a man. Oh, with his dick in my mouth. God. Oh, I know. Oh, I know a lot of guys. Oh, think of that as a submissive position. Oh, but I don't. Oh, because I've got you right where I want you. Oh, I've got all the power in that moment. But, oh, in that position. Oh, fuck. The ball is totally in his court. Oh, and I just hope one day that the flirting gets to be not enough. God. Oh my God, what I wouldn't give for him to grab my ass a little harder than he needed to. Oh, God. Oh, for him to let his hands wander further. Oh, then could be professionally explained away. Oh, because sometimes he really flirts with that border. Oh, but I don't care because it feels so good. Oh, and I want him to. Oh, just like. Oh, I want to see one day. Dare to keep my eyes open and see that he's excited after moving his hands all over my ass. For him to turn my head to face his crotch and just accidentally brush against my face. Oh, God. Oh, I'm getting so worked up just thinking about it. Oh, I need to come so that I can go take a cold shower. Because, oh God, I get so worked up. Oh, strong hands all over me. Oh. Yeah, I can't do that in a professional office. A place of business. In a town where I live. Oh, I can't do that on a table.